You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Irk FM, independent and unsigned music coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. It's Irk FM. G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 149, Sounds Like Brisbane, courtesy of SGC Media. Today we'll be featuring a range of artists from Brisbane, which is the state capital of Queensland, of course, here in Australia. And it's an absolutely awesome concept, bringing independent bands together and independent labels together under the title of Sounds Like Brisbane. And we're going to start it up now with the song Blue Blood by DZ Death Ray. G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 149 of Irk FM. And thank you to everyone who commented and helped to promote last week's Couch by Couch West special. That was a lot of fun to put together and a lot of fun to interact with the artists. And it was great that so many of them got back to me and listened to the show and said, thanks, Irk, for featuring us. And I hope that, of course, they're still listening. This week we're going on a different route, sort of, and we're featuring a lot of artists and indeed all the artists, their labels are based in Brisbane, Australia. Believed to be a world first, Sounds Like Brisbane is bringing together the city's indie labels under the one banner. Already, 17 labels are represented, with more to join the fold. So indeed, the number could even be higher by the time I'm recording this. They are giving you a taste of the collective with a free Brisbane music sampler available online now. And of course, there's a link in the show notes for that sampler. Covering every genre from garage rock to indie to jazz, hip-hop, country and pop, the labels define the creative melting pot that Brisbane has become. Together, these labels work with dozens of artists, promoting close to 100 releases a year. 1,000 would be pretty awesome, though. And among them are some of the country's most exciting new acts, which, of course, you will hear during this episode. It's a label scene that few, if any, other cities the size of Brisbane could boast, with the collective including prominent local labels such as Plus One Records, Mere Noise, Due Process, Turkey Neck, Room 40, Someone Good, Pinnacles Music, Sugar Rush, Lofty, El Nino, Red Tape Entertainment, Starving Kids, Valve Records, Obsidian Records, 777 Operations, and Useless Art Records. There's no doubting right now that Brisbane's indie labels are the engine room of the local music scene, and the contribution that they make should be celebrated and supported, said Sounds Like Brisbane's Craig Spann. These labels are often one or two person operations at the cutting edge of the city's creative scene, fueling Brisbane's reputation as one of the world's most exciting musical cities. And so, if you're a fan or a music industry type, discover new labels, new bands, and make new connections in Australia, and you can do all that at soundslikebrisbane.com. The first song that we just heard was by DZ Defraise, if you're talking American, or DZ Defraise, if you're talking Australian. The whole ZZ thing, it always gets me confused. The song was called Blue Blood, and their label is Useless Art Records. With 2011 tours across the US and the UK, including South by Southwest, hey, I could have had them on the show a couple of weeks ago. DZ Defraise are bringing their own brand of two-piece chaos to the world. They are machines capable of producing some of the best party thrash this side of Mars, and boy can they party hard, and they can indeed. Our next track that we're going to hear is from a band, you'd think they were Japanese, based on their title, but they're not. Making their debut on IRC FM, but I have played them on Insomnia Radio Australia before, is the band I Heart Hiroshima. The song you're about to hear is called Washed Up, and their label is Valve Records. Shared vocals and a microphone, bottles and cans, just clap your hands. I Heart Hiroshima have toured the planet and become one of Australia's most respected indie rock outfits in the process. So we're going to get right back into the music now. Here is I Heart Hiroshima with Washed Up. Thank you, Foundry Road. Speaking of independent artists.
Thank you. This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
Isolated in a circle, Insomnia is my holy friend.
Insomnia Radio Australia.
Early morning, a month without you has run by. Hear me calling out your name, and all I do.
Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
I spent years unemployed just to shoplift, fucking with this hip hop shit. Sort of the money, some enjoyed, some are sore, it's in a sort of sense. Night seller, sweating over, getting over. Now we handle life better than most. Spitting, now we're getting, while the getting is good. We ain't selling now. Put in the wood, your down from its mouth, feel like where you put in your food. Never knew how we'd feel and learn food if we could. Fought for this, paid dues, put thought into this, and made do with what we had when we couldn't afford. I got sidetracked a while back there. I lost sight of the fact I had a style that. Where I had come by, had some sex slapped into me. Something happened then. Now I stopped feeling hard done by. I got my act together. Back. We never left forever, always. We got through and dropping the track together. We got what you want, this is what you need. And that's true indeed. Can I get an all year?
The way we all came up was a labor of love. Stuffed trainers, fat faces with the soul stapled up. Brainstorming in the basement with the curtain draped up. Shaped up as heavyweight without faking it tough. Independent entity, the seeds of a fable. Now we bleed over beats in the red tape. Stay meditate.
fixated on the great. Studied hip-hop staples, never gazed on my nasal at my own fucking nasal. Then step with trends, left on half-step attempts and connecting with friends, know what the net recommends. Had to find our feet ourselves on the butter beat shells. Rockin' for the 12-inch was the mother's new gels. D-Well, Reef, LG, DJ Cat, Beat, Shawnee B, General Scratch, all proceeded as a first fleet. Firm belief that you weren't greeted to respect. Learn from experts if you expect to get heard.
This is what you need. And that's true indeed. Can I get an oh yeah? That's a sure rap will always be here. Where's your album, Tom? Where you been?
Been juggling a job, writing bills and having it sin. Cause all work and no play makes a dull boy. But now it's out with these pills and feeling paranoid. For the minute at least, I put my all in these beats. Back to the wall, sure, but it's all sweet. Put career on hold, he's on the dole. No collateral, my girl and my music is incredible. But not mad at all, a chip on the shoulder. No regrets, sweating it out in that basement like boulder. To this day, I'm getting a little older. Just keep rolling on like an avalanche of boulders. The OPs, no pretending, no pretense. The rep sweatshop threads and fashion magazine spreads. Just the same recipe in effect. The old boom bap there, clapping what you see is what you get.
We got what you want, this is what you need. And that's true indeed. Can I get an oh yeah? That's a sure rap will always be. You got what you want, this is what you need. And that's true indeed. Can I get an oh yeah? That's sure rap will always be here.
I don't play a lot of hip-hop on IRC FM, but that song wasn't too bad at all. The song that you just heard there was called Always by the Opti Men from Red Tape Records. One of Australia's most exciting hip-hop outfits, the Opti Men have just dropped their new record called The Out of Money Experience. From the start, it became quickly apparent that the glue holding the crew together was a shared commitment to raise the bar for Australian hip-hop. Prior to that, we heard a song that was called Shanghai Surprise, and the group is called My Fiction from Sugar Rush Records. My Fiction should lead the very next wave of Aussie festival faves, said Rolling Stone. My Fiction from Brisbane are hitting the US in 2011 and are already spinning on college radio. Their sound? It's indie rock without the baggage. The big guitars, bigger melodies, and powerful bottom end all combine to make something immediate but with depth. Now, the next band, I was very, very surprised when I found them on this list, and because they're on this list, I can play them. I never thought that I would be able to play this particular band. Many Australians, as soon as they hear the name Regurgitator, will know exactly who I'm talking about. Regurgitator started in 1994 and quickly established themselves as articulate and witty purveyors of the national music scene, assembling a mishmash of funk, punk, electronics, and any other style that stuck to the side with an unmitigated irony and geek-like nature. They've won almost every award in Australia, toured the world, and continue to be one of Australia's most exciting exports. So from Valve Records, this is Regurgitator, and the song is called Rob Ruined, which I presume is Bron Dumb Backwards, but that's Regurgitator for you. Here on IRC FM, making their debut as well, Regurgitator. I never thought I'd get to say that, but here we are.
I got no too much. Hi, I'm Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Urk FM. You can catch Emotus on www.myspace.com/Emotus, and our album Smokescreen is out at the moment on iTunes, available for download and digital distribution, with a hard copy due out in June, July this year.
This is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to Urk FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It always makes me wonder, when you have a song title with a bit in brackets, if you should actually read the part in brackets as well. A classic example is a song we just heard from the band Ek Toys. The song is called The Thought Police, in brackets, Bitten by the Black Dog. and they come courtesy of 777 Operations. Ek Toys aim to make music that paints pictures in your mind, music that moves and inspires you. They fuse live performance with meticulously planned electronics, obscure Eastern instruments, and the latest digital toys to make music unlike any you've heard before. Drawing from a fascination of all forms of music, Ek Toys combine their favourite parts of rock, electronica, ambient, shoegaze, trip-hop, metal, drone, noise, and avant-garde to build a sound that is entirely their own. And if that song's any indication, that's certainly correct. Prior to that, we heard from Mr. Maps, courtesy of Lo-Fi Records, with their song, well, you'd think his song, Mr. Maps, wouldn't you? Called Tennis Party. Mr. Maps released their debut album, Wire Empire, in January 2011. Wire Empire is an instrumental opus filtering between the delicate and the crushingly huge. It is a complex masterpiece that retains Mr. Maps' signature combination of mathematical rhythms and lush sweeping melodies, whilst boasting a more defined and resolute sound. And prior to that, we heard from the Rational Academy with their song Unsolved Mysteries. After a year of touring, countless collaborations, and time spent in hibernation writing, psychedelic avant pop collective The Rational Academy return, colliding their trademark harmonic density with a shimmering blur of distinct sonics. This collection is alive with luminous psychedelic anthems, acidic space dirges, whatever that is, and depth-charged pop experimentation, and they come from the label Someone Good. Hope you're enjoying the music here on Urk FM from Sounds Brisbane. Got a fair bit to come, so stay tuned. Channel Urk presents A Moment in Time, Dateline Sydney, Thursday, 1st April 2010. The streets of Sydney can be a dangerous place and not the one for a woman. Go behind the scenes and meet five Sydney women battling to do their best in a male-dominated role. Will they go home at the end of the day? Tune in and find out. Podiobooks.com, amomentintimenovel.com.
Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to IRC FM. That's IRC FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com. If you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com, yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk? Thank you.
secrets we keep, but why lies that we say? Oh dear, I sometimes feel this way. It's us against the world. Oh, the souls I've burned, the muddy prints I've laid. Oh dear, I'm still holding my breath from your lover's escapade.
Woke up in the morning, well, I noticed you were know what's in your head. Books, booze, asking the lawyers, sweet heads. Yeah, I don't pretend to know what's in your head. Books, booze, Oscar De La Hoya is the golden boy.
Wow, we certainly had a lot of different artists in that set, didn't we? The last group we heard there was called Halfway with their song Oscar. They come to us courtesy of Plus One Records. Brisbane alternative country outfit Halfway will kick off 2011 with yet another European and UK tour to celebrate the release of their stunning new record, An Outpost of Promise. Produced by the go-betweens Robert Forster, the record has become one of the most celebrated Aussie releases of the last year. Prior to that, we heard Carrie Nation with the song Phil Spector. Quote, "The songwriting is powerful and the vocals demonstrate just how beautiful a strong female Aussie voice can be." Another quote, "One listen to her debut album, Like a River Does, had me quite captivated, really. There's an austere simplicity to these recordings that uncovers every hum and finger pick," said Steph Hughes from Triple J. And Carrie Nation comes to us from El Nino Records. I love some of these industry label names, they're quite awesome. Before that, we heard from The Medics with their song, Her Song. That was a tongue twister. Over the past year, The Medics have emerged from their hometown in far north Queensland to become truly one of the country's most exciting new prospects. Young, inspired, and energetic, the indie rock four-piece have arrived and they have armed themselves with a collection of insightful songs, wide in scope and musical sound, quiet ambience, epic build-ups, breakdowns, light and shade, delicate and intense. Prior to that, we heard the song Sunshine State from Malaysi Pekakio. Steeped in the rhythms of her native Cuba and influenced by her love of the jazz tradition, she delivers commanding performances of pure musical joy. At the age of 18, she won the coveted Joe Jazz 2000 piano competition. Her exquisite compositions combined with virtuosic piano technique are a spine-tingling experience, earning her international acclaim throughout extensive tours in Europe and performances in South America. And prior to that, we heard from Lawrence English with the song Galaxies of Dust. Lawrence English is media artist, composer and curator based in Australia, working across an eclectic array of aesthetic investigations. English's work prompts questions of field, perception and memory. English utilizes a variety of approaches, including live performance, installation and found sound vision to create works that generate subtle transformation of space and ask audiences to become aware of that exists at the edge of perception. Wow, the music's just been awesome and it's going to continue. I'm going to dedicate this next song to all of the artists who were on the Couch by Couch West special last week. The song is called Billy and the band is called Texas Tea. Regular visitors to Europe, Texas Tea have become one of Australia's most loved stripped-back folk, country and blues outfits. Texas Tea have just released their second album, The Junkship Recordings, to critical acclaim. They have played with the likes of Iron and Wine, The Handsome Family, The Mountain Goats and plenty more. So for all of the artists who were on Couch by Couch West last week, episode 148, here is Texas Tea with the song called Billy. Thanks, explains Scotty, Simon and Andrew. And and Brad on the drums. Yes, go Braddles. G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Rebel. She went into a frenzy, she was all encompassing. These are a few of my favorite things. Bambi and I, like a giant, I'm a man inside. Burning like the other girls, yeah, I said something. These are a few of my favorite things. Na 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 na
na. I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Urk FM.
Yeah.
You think that you're bad like Michael Jackson? Really, you're just crap like Michael Jackson.
Wow, that one finished all of a sudden, didn't it? Yes, it did. That was the Undead Apes with the song called Taxes. Beat Magazine says, quote, "The critical elements are all there in spades. Eight-cylinder strength guitars, rock-solid drums, choicely administered dashes of fuzz, a box full of simple melodies and lyrical topics. Brain-eating, lobotomies, taxation, ESP, romance and hyperthermia that walk the line between social observation and juvenile humour. Prior to that, we heard from The Good Ship. Now, The Good Ship I've played on both Urk FM and Insomnia Radio before. Love playing these guys. And also, love their MySpace address, myspace.com/... The Good Ship is a very bad ship. Love that. That's awesome. The song from The Good Ship on this occasion was "These Are a Few of My Favourite Flings." Rave Magazine said, quote, "Blending old-style alternative country and folk tunes, their tunes are metered out at a lively pace and when mixed with accordion, violin, and a loud burly chorus of men's voices, it all sounds very much like something old sea dogs might sing out at ocean. These rollicking tunes are great for a dance and a laugh, but be warned, These are true sea shanties, complete with coarse and crude lyrics that sometimes tiptoe very closely to the offensive. And so that was The Good Ship. We have one track to go, but by no means least. Of course, you can visit the show notes and click on the links and find out more about these artists, and also go and check out soundslikebrisbane.com. You can sign up for their mailing list and receive more great Brisbane music in your inbox regularly. And also, Sounds Like Brisbane is actually supported by the Queensland Government, which is quite cool as well. And don't forget also, speaking of newsletters, the IRC FM newsletter Down the Pipes comes down the pipes and into your eyes every Friday, around about the same time that IRC FM comes down the pipes and into your ears. Our final artist is Jackie Marshall, and she'll be singing the song Excuse Me, Mister. Quote, "What the Rolling Stones would have sounded like with a female vocalist," says The Australian. Incorrigible journey woman Jackie Marshall is one of Australia's finest talents. A former nominee for the country's premier Australian Music Prize, Jackie has toured Europe extensively and this year released her acclaimed new album, Ladies Luck. So let's hear, to finish off, Jackie Marshall with Excuse Me, Mister. Then I'll be back to wrap things up and to tell you all about IRC FM episode 150 next week. 150, OMG.
I used to work those sucker chives, roping and riding for rodeos, eating the bulldust in a two-horse van, a battler, a staring, all so rare. And in every town I'd ride, he'd find his way to my fire and tent. All right, let's go. Excuse me, Mister.
those pretty little spurs are kind of sharp. And do you need to keep such a tight rein? But just two fools are playing their part. And some back water off the highway. Another cut's gonna hide a scar. Excuse me, listen, it's my.
Powerful way to finish there, wasn't it? That was Jackie Marshall. How cool was that? Anywho, this brings us to the end of episode 149, Sounds Like Brisbane. Thank you to Stephen and Dan from SGC Media, continuing to supply me with some great music. And it's an awesome concept. I hope that it goes really well. Don't forget, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com. Click on the links and find out more about the artists. And didn't we have some artists? 17 songs. So another long episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. The artists that we heard from on this episode were DZ Def Rays, or DZ Def Rays. I think DZ sounds better, actually. DZ Def Rays, I Heart Hiroshima, My Fiction, The Optimen, Regurgitator, The Rational Academy, Mr. Maps, Ektoys, Lawrence English, Malahi Pacheco, The Medics, Carry Nation, Halfway, Texas T, The Good Ship, Undead Apes, and Jackie Marshall. And the labels that they came from? Useless Art Records, Valve Records, Sugar Rush Records, Red Tape Records, Someone Good, Lo-Fi Records, 777 Operations, Room 40, Pinnacles Music, Starving Kids Records, El Nino El Nino, Plus One Records, Mere Noise, and Autumn. So that was awesome. Hope you enjoyed it. And speaking of Brisbane, episode 150 of IRC FM is coming up, and it will be on Tuesday. And to give you a sneak preview of what you have in store for you on next Tuesday's episode, episode 150, also from Bris Vegas, as it turns out, here's our interview subject for next week, Emma Dean, with her song called No, just when you thought I'd finished.
Understand, suspended in almost, and maybe in I'm a film. No.
So that's a sneak peek of what you're in for on episode 150. The wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully talented Emma Dean. And I'll be going to see her in her new production, which is coming up basically next weekend, which is going to be awesome. So join me, episode 150 of IRC FM next Tuesday. We have an extensive interview with Emma Dean, and following that, episode 151 of IRC FM next Friday, a wide range of independent and unsigned artists from around the world next Friday. Until then, I'm IRC. Thank you to the artists, thank you to Sounds Like Brisbane, and thank you to SGC Media. Absolutely awesome music. All of the music on this episode has been played with direct permission, with agreement with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia, and this has been a Channel IRC production. Don't forget to check out the rest of Channel IRC music, talk, and a lot more. Till next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Foundry Road, and it's a very good night into web.